This is Baptism on the Beach. We had got up this morning. I was waiting for my pastor to come to get me. It was about 6. I was in there brushing my teeth when I heard a knock on the door. I ran to the door. I still had toothpaste on the side of my mouth when I'm running. It opens the door to him. So I come back, finish brushing my teeth, because I was ready to get baptized. We got in the car and we drove through different parts of California and got a coffee. After that, we picked up the other two members of our church. And then we drove to the beach, the Coronado Beach. They call it the Pirate's Cove. Once we got there, I was looking around at these million-dollar homes up on these hills, and I was fascinated. I was also looking at the palm trees and the other types of vegetation that I have not seen before. Because there's vegetation here in California that's not in Baltimore. And we had taken off our shoes. There was a rock structure in front of us. So we kind of figured we could walk up it. So I started trying to walk up the structure. And every part of it was like little pins. So I realized I had to put my socks and shoes back on. So we finally walked up this hill, up this rock, and looked for a place to jump down towards the beach. When we finally found it, and I jumped down, it was like looking at a beautiful ocean from far, far away, but yet a piece of it was slowly floating towards us. The waves were coming on the beach, and we were standing there in awe. Then we saw seashells, and we saw different types of vegetation from out of the sea. So my pastor called me, and he read from the Bible. And after he finished that reading, we turned. And he said, let me find a spot, because he wanted to baptize me in a place where long ago another church had baptized a lot of its followers. And he walked into this water until he found this place. Then he called me. I walked in. The other brother walked in. I put my hand on my nose and I held my hands. And then I went down into the water. I was purified. My heart was changed. And then they brought me back up to a new life. And my hands was raised in the victory of the baptism. I was surprised, shocked, energized. But most of all, I know I'm that new man. I know that my heart is new. And I want to move on to better things in this life for myself and other people. And I pray that God will bless me with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that he will bless me by giving me the abilities to reach out to other people and make my very presence uplift them. And I hope that my whole life will continue to be a baptism. Please tell your friends to listen at all my podcasts.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.